Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Don't just listen, say something. Call 781-837-4900. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. We didn't get a chance to give you a quick rundown of the show. Coming up at 6:30, we will speak with State Representative Tom Coulter. Talk to him about a forum that's coming up. It's supposed to be tomorrow night. We'll wait and see if that will end up coming to fruition, but we are going to speak with Tom Coulter. 7 o'clock, we'll speak with Kyle Simon, Director of Policy and Advocacy at the Center of Lawful Access and Abuse Deterrence. We're going to talk with him about something that the state of Ohio is requiring to be a subject in regards to a risk of painkiller abuse. And then Lonnie Love, a comedian that folks may know from shows like The Real. She's also been on Ellen DeGeneres, stuff like that. She'll be joining us. But right now on the phone line joining us is a state representative, Matt Muratori. Matt, how are you?
Kevin, how you doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good now. Matt was going to come in, but we thought it was best that he kind of stay at Home Central and chat with us. And next time we have him on, we'll hope that it isn't snowing out and that we don't have 6 feet of snow outside of our doors.
Yeah, it's still snowing here in South Plymouth. I tried to come up, but I decided, you know, it's probably best, as the governor said, stay off the roads as best we can so people can help clear the roads. So hope you don't mind me calling in.
No, we don't mind you calling in. First and foremost, what are some of the things that, is this kind of the top thing on your agenda that you've been dealing with as a lawmaker the past 30 days, is the weather?
The weather has been obviously taking up a lot of our time. It's, you know, the governor is saying that it's putting a lot of other things behind schedule, what we're trying to do. I know the first couple of weeks we were filing bills, the first couple of weeks of January, and the last couple of weeks of the month of January we were trying to co-sponsor bills, and that timeline kept getting delayed and delayed, and finally last Wednesday we were able to finally co-sponsor whatever bills we could co-sponsor, and now move on to the budget process. But again, that's been a slow process because we haven't seen the budget yet. So
now, you still, besides the budget process for FY 2016, there's still a matter to be discussed in regards to a budget gap of a little more, almost $800 million for FY 2015.
Yeah, the last week before we left for the week, we had the 9C cuts from the governor, and I've been spending the weekend kind of looking through that. And we're going to be in session this Wednesday. If there's no snow, we'll be in session Wednesday to talk about the 9C cuts and start voting on those.
What's your thoughts? Give us the breakdown of the 9C cuts. And I believe there's also a part of that is a tax amnesty package that's part of it too, right?
Yeah, there is. It looks like in looking at the 9C cuts, they're just some they're cuts throughout, you know, every office there is in the Commonwealth, some small amounts, some large amounts. But, it's necessary. It's obviously the growth of the revenue is growing 4.5%. So it's not really a revenue issue. It's obviously a spending issue. And the governor's trying to get that under control, with the legislators.
I believe the quote that was made by the governor just a couple of days ago is that the state has to learn to live within its means. How do you feel about that statement?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, it's just like our own budgets at home. We all have to live within our means. And if you have a certain amount of income coming in, you can't overextend yourself on that. And that's, what's been happening to a certain extent, and we've got to try and get that under control.
What's some of the concerns that you're facing being a new legislator? What are some of the things that you're hearing in your district that folks are already, talking to you about that you've already begun working on?
Well, one of the couple of things, the first round of 9C cuts that Governor Patrick actually did affected the Plimco Dam project that we have in Plymouth. The contract was already signed and ready to go on October 1st, and we were told by the state to go move forward with that, and so we did. And then some 9C cuts came through around Thanksgiving, and that was one of the things that were cut. But we have a contract signed with the contractor to move forward with that. So as of now, we're $310,000 short for that Plimco Dam, and that we're trying to scramble to see what we can do to try to restore that money. The other issue had to do with tourism. Plymouth 400 had $310,000 coming to them. Governor Patrick cut that almost in half. And just this week, Senator DeMaceo was able to get the $125,000 released to the Plymouth 400 committee. But you know, those are the main issues that we're seeing at this point, and not sure what's going to happen in the future with some of this, but we're going to keep pushing to, you know, to try to keep continue with some of these worthwhile projects.
What you spoke of Vinny DiMacito, who is now the state senator.
Yep.
How has he been a help to you in your first days in office and getting acclimated to the state house?
He's been a great friend, a great advocate for me. You know, it's tough the first 30 days to try to get to know a job like this, particularly the first couple of weeks that they throw you into it and say, okay, now you're going to file bills and co-sponsor bills. But you know, having his experience there for the last 16 years has been a great asset, you know, to myself and my legislative aide and in his office and you know, the staff that that he kept from the Senate President Therese Murray's office have been great help to us, and we continue looking forward to working with him.
Has there been anything specifically that you have co-signed or anything that you've helped author that's going to be considered when it comes to the FY 2016 budget?
There's been a few bills that we actually sponsored. One of them was the Home Rule petition that the town of Plymouth took back in the October town meeting to do a 5% excise tax on medical marijuana. So we did file that. We also looked at co-sponsoring a number of bills across both aisles. A lot having to do with mental health, a lot having to do with small businesses, helping out small businesses, a lot to do with senior citizens, tax breaks, veterans, giving some tax breaks to veterans as well. So that's sort of what we've been focusing on the last 30 days.
Probably one thing that I want to ask you about is we've heard since we've seen all of this harsh weather, continued problems with the MBTA, and the governor has spoken about, you know, his disappointment in, you know, what's going on with the service, where we've seen rail lines going down. We saw, you know, we're going to see the suspension of the rail line tonight at 7 o'clock, and it's not going to be existent tomorrow at all. What's your thoughts on this situation?
You know, it's disheartening to hear all this. You know, there's 1.3 million people use the MBTA on a daily basis, and majority of those people use it to try to get to work, and these people aren't going to be able to do that. So it's a big issue that, you know, needs to be addressed, and I'm confident that you know, when the governor gets the snow business out of the way, we'll be able to sit down with the MBTA and try to work out a long-range plan, a short-term plan and a long-range plan, you know, to help, because, you know, a major city like this shouldn't have these type of issues, and we really need to start addressing them.
Representative Joe Rossi here.
Yep.
What were some of the damages, if any, that Plymouth and your district in particular sustained during Juneau a few weeks ago?
Well, we still have some damage down on the beach, on Plymouth Beach, with the wall. I know the old berth seems to be non-existent now, and I think they're going to be probably tearing that down. The motel there sustained some damage as well. So along the beach around that area always seems to have issues. There's going to be a coalition of representatives getting together from the South Shore communities soon to kind of talk about these wall issues and what we can do to address these issues you know, for future storms.
I guess probably the final question that I would ask you, and that is, what's the plan moving forward as far as, you know, getting your own office, because you're probably in the bullpen right now, right? Are you with other new legislators?
You know what? Everyone talks about that bullpen like it's a bad thing. I really enjoy it.
Really?
There's 20 of us. There's 20 new legislators and 20 new aides, and it's run by a few people who have been up in Beacon Hill for a number of years. So they're very helpful, and everyone's learning together. So it's really a good process. We're hoping, though, that our committee assignments will be given out this week. I think they were scheduled for last week, but again, because the snow is delaying things. The one committee I've asked for to be on is tourism. I think tourism is huge for the town of Plymouth. Mm. And fingers crossed that I'll be appointed to that and hopefully you know, be an asset for the town and on that committee.
Now, who are some of the state reps who are around you, the newer people? Are you with, you know, like Dave DeCoste, who's another South Shore guy? Who else are you around?
Yep, Dave DeCoste is in there. Any of the new reps throughout the whole state are all in that one room.
Right.
It's actually not a bad room. It's up on the fourth floor, which is and it's near the center staircase as well. So it's very centrally located. It's right next to the mayor room, right next to the little cafeteria there. So it's kindly conveniently located. But yeah, all the new reps are there, all the Democrats and Republicans. And, You know, one thing that has really surprised me to the good is that everyone seems to get along well. It doesn't matter what your affiliation, Democrat, Republican. You know, everyone respects one another. Yes, you can have difference of opinions, but it's good to see that you know, they're able to work together to get things done.
Okay. Now, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, do you have a district office number all set up?
No, we don't have a district office at this point. We're actually using the Council on Aging for visiting for office hours. But for now, it's just you can reach me at the State House or my cell phone, which is 508-930-2979.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to look forward to having you on a regular basis. We thank you for coming on this evening. And please remain safe, if you will.
Yes, you as well. And anytime I can be on, just let me know.
You got it. There he is, State Representative Matt Muratori joining us. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.